SACHI's business confidence index declined marginally in May, falling to 93 from 93.7, lower than a year ago, while also falling short of last year's overall average of 95.5. This as subdued global economic activity starts taking its toll. The hope, however, is that President Ramaphosa's new government will improve the business climate. Richard Downing, chief economist at SACHI, joins us on the line now to discuss whether Ramaphosa 2.0 will be enough to get confidence levels back up again. Richard Downing, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So we had BCI decline in May from April, sitting one index point lower than the 94 level it was at last year. Are you surprised that business confidence still lags the conditions that prevailed in 2018?
Well, if you look at some of the sub-indices that we actually use to compose this total BCI, you know, take for instance the RAND and so forth, and you know, the elections taking place in May, which has a lot of sort of policy options put on the table and uncertainty where we're exactly going. Then I think one would say, you know, one could expect the business confidence actually to bump along just above 90 for a while now, actually, if you look at the chart. So it's not a surprise, actually, that there was nothing yet happening in terms of action taking place, you know, to propel the economy forward and to get the momentum going. And as you've said, you know, the world economy isn't really firing on all cylinders as well, and there's some risks involved with where we're going, and the trade war going on between US and China to some extent is also affecting South Africa because some of our major trading partners are involved in that.
Absolutely.
So I think that is the background against the global background against which we are operating, and the business climate has to take its form.
Having said that, there are great expectations being set up in terms of what the new administration can achieve. How much and how quickly do you see, you know, the new administration that has come into power shifting the needle, realistically speaking?
I think one should be careful, you know, because a lot is based perhaps on sentiment, you know, along with the new leadership and the politics behind it and all that. But I think what is actually at the essence of all this is actually structural issues. And for instance, the role the Reserve Bank is going to play, monetary policy is playing, the fiscal cliff we are approaching, you know, some of our SOEs is structural, very serious structural deficiencies that has to be addressed. So those issues will take time. One could perhaps see the RAND moving forward, but at the moment, you know, some of the uncertainties around monetary policy and how that should operate and what other role the Reserve Bank should play is not good for South Africa and the RAND and inflation in the end, you know. So there's a lot of uncertainties at the moment creeping in over the short term. So one will have to take decisions on how to move things forward and make sure that, you know, there's a strong leadership in the way we're going. And I think the Minister of Finance today came out very strongly in terms of issues. And I think that is important. The Business Confidence Index is only a small part in this. But going forward and behind all this is actually the economy and how it is performing.
Yeah.
And that is the critical issue, I think, that we must look at.
Richard, it's in that context, of course, that we had amongst the pressure points, investment and trade-weighted rand that depreciated against the US dollar over the period, the British pound and the euro as well. I want to, though, take a look at some of the positives that came through. Just taking a look at sustainability of that moving forward, because yes, lower consumer price inflation, one of them, and that expected given the recent data prints, but we also saw increased merchandise export volumes. And that's an interesting one because GDP data yesterday showing that global exports were down 26% over the first quarter. So how do we make sense of that and actually reconcile the two? Do we assume that exports are in fact starting to pick up again?
Well, it might be in terms of certain commodities that we're actually performing, like iron ore or coal and that type of issue of things. But in overall terms, I mean, it is very sort of uncertain if our markets will stay open, because the trade war might also benefit South Africa to some extent in the sense that where U.S. has sort of supplied the Chinese market, say, for instance, then South African might move in. But how sustainable that is and how competitive our exports are, I think that is a major issue that's also at the forefront. We saw one of the positives is, for instance, the real private sector borrowing that actually increased at quite a rate during April. But that can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing because it's creating, you know, already where households are in a debt sort of situation and finding difficult to service debt, more credit won't solve the problem. And it's not an interest rate problem, as some economists believe. I think if it was that easy, we could follow some of the economies that have been devastated by that type of approach. But I think it's more a responsible monetary policy that the Reserve Bank has been following, that at least kept monetary policy up front and trying to contain issues that is not, you know, in terms of public finance, where they have to bear the brunt in terms of monetary policy because of public finance not being in place. So that is a very difficult mix at the moment. And I think the policy environment and the president will have to face all these challenges and try to find a way through that.
Very, very quickly, and of course, a factor that impacts our competitive muscle at the end of the day is energy supply. That also a positive influence on the business confidence index for this month. Are those out there just sighing a breath of relief at this point, Richard, that things aren't as bad as they were in the first quarter?
I think there's a lot of that. You're exactly right in terms of that. It is not seeing the load shedding that we saw, and that is to some extent positive. But for how long that could be, and, you know, in terms of the fuel price and the fuel price now coming down in terms of US dollar per barrel, but now the rand again is slipping to a large extent. And the question is that whole issue around energy supply is a question that's outstanding, and one would like to have more certainty on that and to see the issues around not only the financial situation around Eskom being addressed, but also in terms of the sustainability of power delivery and electricity delivery to the South African economy.
Yeah. Richard, very quickly before I let you go, increased real credit extension to the private sector coming through. What kind of lending is happening here? And, you know, more specifically, I guess, what's the quality of that lending given the broader economic growth environment?
Well, that's a very valid question. With people already in debt to some extent, we saw a lot of this credit actually going to business to some extent. I think the rate at which it increased was 9.6% in nominal terms. Now, if you use the PPI as a sort of deflator on that, you see actually quite a substantial increase in real terms in business credit. But in terms of households, although credit only increased by 6% nominally, against the sort of inflation of 4.1 or 4%, that is quite a substantial real increase in credit to households, which is already in debt. And which is, so the whole issue around credit provision to get economies going is a very short-sighted sort of approach towards this. We need structural type of issues to get the economy going and to create employment.
Well, let's leave it there, Richard. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Richard Downing, Chief Economist at SACI.